As the Easter Triduum approaches, Catholic leaders in Libya say the faithful are undeterred by recent bouts of persecution against Christians in the region. Aid to the Church in Need press officer John Newton spoke with Vatican Radio's Anne Schneibel about the situation for Libyan Christians at this time.
The main challenges that the Christians are facing across the region seems to be a clampdown on the display of religious symbols, arrests of people trying to promote Christian literature, and there have even been a couple of Coptic Orthodox churches attacked in the region as well. Fortunately, the Catholic Church has been free of these attacks so far. They've managed to continue with their testimony in a very quiet way, and they're able to keep going with their charitable and pastoral activities in what's otherwise a very unstable situation at the moment.
And so why is that the Catholic Church is able to kind of maintain their distance at this point in time, at least?
It's a very interesting question. I'm not entirely sure why it is that the Catholic Church isn't experiencing the same problems that the Coptic Orthodox Church is. I know, for example, that there have been protests about Egyptian Christians having been arrested in Libya on charges of proselytizing. Four men that were arrested in February, one of which was a Christian bookshop owner. One of the charges against them, as I say, was proselytizing because they had a large number of Bibles with them. Now, most people would think Christian bookshop owner with some people, large number of Bibles, no problem. But this led to an arrest. And because one of these people was an Egyptian Christian, there was a protest in Cairo. And I think that sort of all caught up with the fact that, of course, the Coptic Orthodox, the base of that church is in Egypt. And therefore, that's been the target for many of the attacks that we've seen over the last couple of months.
Now, how are the pastoral needs being met in these regions for Christians? I mean, is this persecution really affecting the pastoral care, in particular for the Orthodox Christians?
Well, it seems that the day-by-day situation for both Coptic Orthodox Christians and for the Roman Catholic Church is pretty much the same as it usually has been. For example, I was speaking to Bishop Magro of Benghazi, who's the Catholic bishop, the other day, and he was talking about the challenges that they're facing. And these are the ongoing challenges of ministering to a community that's very widely spread out. They have to cover something like 800 kilometres, and the Christian communities that they're ministering to are very small, very scattered ones. And so the problems that they face are more logistical ones rather than the problems which have been caused by the violence we've seen recently. And again, for the Coptic Orthodox Church, it seems that they're continuing with their pastoral work despite the problems that they've been facing in particular over the last couple of months.
Now, obviously, we're coming up on to Holy Week. From what you're saying, it seems like the Easter celebrations are going to be going ahead. Is there any concern about going ahead with their usual Holy Week and Easter celebrations?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask that question, because when I spoke to Bishop Magro, that was one of the questions I particularly asked. You know, is the church afraid of attacks? Have you taken further security precautions in the light of the recent problems? And he was very stoic, very, very humble about the whole thing, that there was this sense of them just trusting in God and going ahead. And as he kept emphasizing, you know, that they were able to witness in a very silent way to faith, to confidence in God, to growth in the Word of God, and that they'd just be going on as usual. And it was very humbling to hear that, you know, in the midst of all these troubles, there was this sense of calm and trust in God that seems to be just carrying them through.